really important that we stand in solidarity with our citizens, both here and in Donegal. We have backed the call for the minister to provide 100% redress for everyone who has been affected. We are sending our solidarity, and some of us will be in Dublin on Friday and looking forward to it. To stand in solidarity with everyone who has been affected by Micah.
There has been some concerning speculation as it relates to some homes in Derry being affected by Micah. Have you any information to date on this?
We have looked into this before, and I know that there was also some speculation around homes in Tyrone being affected as well. At one point, my party colleague, Portrait McLaughlin, raised this issue with himself, and I had asked council to look into it. So I know that there is a process underway at the minute to examine whether there are homes within the Derry City and Strabane District Council area that are affected by Micah. It's a worrying development, yes.
And in terms of those residents who are living in Derry and Tyrone who have a secondary home in the likes of Donegal and elsewhere affected by Micah, I'm sure you'll be keeping the pressure on in the time to come, hopefully to get some form of redress for them as well.
Absolutely. We know only too well how holiday homes, second homes have been hard fought for and hard worked for by many people. They have plunged their savings under these properties. For them to become worthless and not be entitled to any redress at all is absolutely wrong.